Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning. 7-Eleven Brock Hunter.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah. It is 7-Eleven. I don't know what that was. Today we got a high of 39. Tonight cloudy, low of 23. Saturday, chance for some afternoon snow and a high of 35.
I'll take the high of 39 today with some sun.
I got to get I got to wash the old truck off.
Yeah.
Get that salt off of there, man.
Hey, you have any suggestions? The wife hit a skunk yesterday in her brand new CRV.
You got to wash it in tomato juice.
Yeah. Where do you go for that?
It's one of the settings on the car wash.
Right. I'll take the not the wax. Oh, tomato juice.
Tomato juice. Top to bottom.
Yeah.
Top to bottom. But yeah, good day to get the car washed. Anyways, big news coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Make sure you stay tuned for that. But right now, it's time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Luke Perry suffered a stroke on Wednesday, which is ironically the same day as the announcement of the 90210 revival that he apparently is not taking part in. Perry's been in the hospital since Wednesday morning. Yesterday, his rep said he is, quote, under observation. Man, strokes are scary stuff.
Man.
Scary stuff, man. You can bounce back from them, but he's 52. So, I mean, he is young, and he's got time to kind of recover, but
it's just news you don't want to hear.
No, it's not. There's also no word yet on his condition, but TMZ says the stroke was massive.
Hey.
Then, again, they also said Luke was in a coma. Then they had to correct themselves. So who knows at this point? Perry is currently playing Archie's dad on the CW series Riverdale. Yeah, man, you never want to hear that.
No.
You know, we joke a lot about celebrities, but, you know, he's, I never got to 90210, but he was in one of my all-time favorite movies, 8 Seconds, mm-hmm. which is the rodeo movie. It's about Lane Frost, the rodeo cowboy. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I'm trying to, anyway, he's a bull rider, right? One of the most famous bull riders out there. Mm-hmm. You want to see a grown man cry, watch 8 Seconds with me, and you will see a grown man cry.
I'm trying to think of what he looks like. I can't
As soon as you saw him, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that's Luke Perry.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yep.
Really? God, he had his throat.
His throat. He played Dylan on 90210.
Wow.
Yeah, sucks. Dude. Sucks. 52.
Ugh. He doesn't look 52 either.
No, looks good. But yeah, so good vibes his way, man. You know, 52, mm-hmm. that's way too young to have one of those. All right, let's cheer it up a little bit.
Please.
Let's cheer it up a little bit. How about this for a shocker?
What?
It's massive shocker. Scientists have discovered that marijuana actually does cause the munchies.
Huge study.
What? Come on now. You need to do a study for that? Wouldn't you just take a hit right now?
Yeah.
Christ.
I'm hungry.
The scientists put together a complicated math formula and tracked purchases across the country. Sure enough, sales of junk food like ice cream, cookies, and chips tend to go up after states legalize weed. Right after the law passed, average monthly sales of ice cream jumped 3%, sales of cookies jumped 4%, and sales of chips jumped almost 5.5%.
Trying to think, was it stimulate your appetite or something? No, you can't satisfy your appetite.
Is that what it is?
I think that's what it is.
You never feel full?
It's like you start eating and you keep eating and
you keep eating
and you're like, man, I can't get full. And you just, you know, 4 hours later, you're like, down 2 bags of Doritos and a
Funyuns, man.
Funyuns and a tub of ice cream.
Water. Lots of water.
Water, man.
So, yeah. I remember the first time I, like, actually got high, all right? It took, like, 4 times. And if my mom is listening, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was a young, foolish boy. But I remember the first time I actually got high. And it seriously, like, all I did was eat. I went to a friend's house. I was freaking out. Got a bunch of food from a gas station. I just stayed there and ate until I finally felt normal, and then I went home.
Is that a banana in the oven? Jeez, man. You are hungry.
I made a spaghetti basket.
Yeah.
It was great. Lastly, a politician in California has introduced a new bill that would create a highway with no speed limit. That's right. An American Autobahn. The Autobahn.
The Autobahn
in America. The bill proposed by Republican State Senator John Morlach would add 2 lanes to the major highways, Interstate 5 and Highway 99, and eliminate the speed limit to allow drivers to go as fast as they please. I'm all for this,
but
I also understand that I lived in California for a while. The drivers there are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. But, you know, you think about states like Montana, pretty sure the Dakotas, they have a, like, what is it, 90 miles per hour? Something like that. I mean, you're flying, and you don't even realize it. Like, when you're cruising that speed for a long time, it just feels normal. Big open spots, but California, I don't know, man.
Didn't Michigan pass the thing where it's like went from 70 to 75 or 80? And then you see it in some spots. I think you see it on 31.
Is it 80? And like, I remember up north, driving up north last time Kiki and I went up to the Mesic area.
Uh-huh.
I was like, God, man, this, I think it said 80.
80's nice. I like that.
I think that's what I do too.
I like that.
As long as people, again, if you understand and you abide by the rules of the road, left lane.
And you don't own like a 92 Ford Taurus that can't handle 70.
But, you know, that's fine. Stay in the right lane. I'll go around you. Mm-hmm. Again, that's the passing lane. It's not just the hangout and cruise lane.
What do they say? The Autobahn's safer than the U.S. highway?
Yeah. Because people respect the rules of the road.
Well, when potentially, if you take a, you know, if you switch to the left lane and you could get rear-ended at like 200 miles an hour, you're going to look out for something.
Yeah.
But another thing, too, is that I always wondered, if you're going 150 down the Autobahn and somebody turns into your lane, can they see you coming? 150 is flying.
You got to
see that person way back, and you know they're going 150.
But what you also got to look out for is, like, the far left, that's flying, okay?
Yeah, you just don't go in that lane.
That Autobahn is, like, 9 lanes wide. It's massive.
Yeah.
It's massive. So there's plenty of room in there. And I really think the left, far left, you're like, that's...
Grand for grandma.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, far left is not for grandma.
No, unless it's far
little,
right.
Yeah, far right is grandma, and far left is little old lady from Pasadena. That's what it is.
Or far left is for grandma in her vet.
That's right. Who just got a death wish. She's hopped up on goofballs and whiskey, and she's just going out. She heard about her vaping granddaughter's wedding. Yeah. She's like, I'm going out in a ball of flames.
I was behind a Corvette, and all I saw were her knuckles and white hair.
The little old lady from Pasadena. All right, we'll be back.